USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis at the border is only going to get worse, according to former President Donald Trump. Speaking to Fox News Tuesday night, Trump said that the Biden administration choosing to reverse his policies, like halting the construction of the border wall, has led to a situation on the border that's never been seen.
People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes, and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it. It is a crisis like we've rarely had, and certainly we've never had on the border. But it's going to get much worse. I mean, what you're seeing now is very bad, record numbers, but it's going to get much, much worse.
The Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday that they expect the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border to reach the highest level in more than 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
President Biden briefly addressed the border crisis before hitting the road to sell his COVID relief plan. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually, right? And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Pressure continues to mount on the Biden administration to call the situation at the southern border a crisis, as thousands of young people are being held in facilities after illegally crossing into the United States. Senator Jody Ernst says there's no doubt that there is a crisis on the border, but the Iowa Republican says it's also a growing national security issue.
Folks, let's make no bones about it. There is a crisis at the border. This is not just a big problem. This is a crisis at the border, and a number of my Senate Democrat colleagues acknowledged that in the Senate Armed Services Committee this morning, that we have a crisis at the border. The number of unaccompanied minors has tripled at the border over the past 2 weeks. And not only is it a heartbreaking humanitarian issue, but after wearing the uniform of our nation for over 23 years, I see this as a national security issue.
And Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James is getting into the ownership game. James and his business partner Maverick Carter are joining Fenway Sports Group as partners, making them part owners of the Boston Red Sox, Liverpool Football Club of the Premier League, Roush Fenway Racing, and regional sports network NESN. James previously had purchased a 2% stake in Liverpool. With their investment, James and Carter will become the first black partners at Fenway Sports Group. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.